And since the journal is about time, and the two times of the recurring time of the year's orbit and the progressive time of life and death, in a way, this marks a sort of turning point in that, which is the solstice. It's the second midwinter of the journal. The sun leans at its annual alignment, bare day and short, the sky bleached and chattering with a slight adjustment. Light's skeleton puts back its fingers and flicks the spectral end constant, and bees just switch the wires of their song opposite, winding the same sound the other way up. Like hanks of yarn, this endurance of eavesdrop grows wound and looped, and invariably it twists between the wings and the ear. May you come back through the hole in the world's syllable.